so that we can have some silence. And in the silence we can close our eyes and have some visual peace. We don't have to worry about looking who's around and what they're doing. Because when we close our eyes we go into our little bubble. Inside. Safe, secure. We'll just breathe in a few times deeply just to relax ourselves. Well, don't forget to breathe out as well. And then start to become aware of your own physical body. How do you feel physically? Can you make it better by wiggling your bottom, moving your feet, scratching, coughing? See what you need to make your body more comfortable. And if there's a part of your body which you can't get comfortable, which is irritating, aching, or even in pain, some people do have chronic pain. Just embrace it, accept it. Look at the pain as a good old friend. And when you accept and embrace it with some kindness, you should be able to notice the pain just gets a little bit less. Your resistance to it, your scrunching up against it, loosens. Allowing whatever is the cause of that irritation or pain to open up, relax, and receive a little bit of healing. Changing the perception of the pain being an enemy. Change the perception to the pain being a friend. Cantankerous, old grumpy friend, but still a friend. And when your body is really relaxed, see if you can notice the experience of a relaxed body, a special sense of comfort, just like you feel when you wake up early in the morning, relaxed, rested, not having to get up and go anywhere, it's a weekend. That cozy feeling in your bed in the early morning. It is a delightful feeling, the feeling of a relaxed body. Please notice it. Cherish it. Because it will help you relax again and again and again. And once you enjoy the relaxed body, just let it go. Now we can focus on our mind, on our mental world. If the body is aching and in pain, it will take first preference for your attention. You won't be able to focus on your emotional world, which is why it's important to relax and sit comfortably first. Now we can look at our mental world with all the negativity, fears, anger and guilt from the past. That is all like tensions and pains in the body, only now in your mental world. So now we're going to relax our mental world totally. And first of all, your past and your future. One of the exercises I've found very useful is imagining that you're carrying the two heavy shopping bags, one in the left hand. You've been carrying for such a long time, your left arm aches and your shoulder hurts. Same with the bag in your right hand, even heavier. And that makes you ache too. You look at the bag in your left hand, and on the outside of the bag you can read the four letters PAST, because that bag represents all your past, all the memories, both good and bad, which you've been carrying around for too long. It makes your heart hurt and makes it tired. And you look at the, in this imaginary exercise, imagine the bag in your right hand that also has letters on the outside, F-U-T-U-R-E. Because in that bag you carry around all your hopes and fears about what might happen in the future. That's where anxiety lives in that bag, where fear lives, and where your dreams live too. And that too is extremely heavy, and you've been carrying it around for far too long. That also makes your heart very weak and takes away its joy. Now just focusing in this imaginary exercise on the bag in your left hand, the past. Imagine lowering that bag to the floor. When it meets the ground, the weight, the burden, the heaviness disappears. And that allows you to let go of the handle, to detach from your past. So you can move your left arm up by your side to rest, relax and recuperate. Having let go of the past, you become very aware of the heaviness of your future. The fears, the plans, the anxieties. How heavy are they to carry around every minute of your day? Now imagine lowering that bag to the ground. And again, when it meets the floor, there's no more weight, allowing you to let go of the bag. To move your hand and arm to your right side, relaxing, giving your chance for your heart to recover, get energy and joy again. And having put down those two bags, the heavy bags of past and future, they are going to be there for you when you finish the meditation to pick up again. But because you put them down, you'll be able to carry them without getting so tired and so burdened. And you imagine that you're standing between those two bags, in this amazing place between the past and the future, like between the two bags, called the present moment, now. The only place you can ever find some rest and peace of mind. So how does it feel like to be in the present? Past and future, sort them out later. Not now. And please rest in the present. You deserve it. You need it. And it will enable you, empower you, to deal with the problems of the past and future afterwards. You need to rest. Energize yourself first. So give yourself permission just to be and to leave the past and future alone.
And if you want to follow your breathing, just as an anchor in the present moment, just know the breath as it comes in. Know the feeling of breath. What does it feel like to breathe in? What does the out-breath feel like? See how much of it you can notice. The very beginnings of an in-breath or out-breath. See it reach its peak and then vanish away. You breathe in, you can breathe in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in, saying to yourself, breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. And imagine the peace coming into your body and mind as you breathe in. And imagine any sickness, any pain, going out with each out-breath, breathing in peace. Imagine it, a little bit more with each in-breath. Breathe out, let go. Every out-breath taking away anything negative. So it's getting close to the end of the meditation once more. Don't open your eyes yet, but just be aware of how you feel, especially compared to how you felt when you began. And just enjoy the relaxation, the peace of mind which you have achieved. Enjoy it. Gong three times. When the gong finishes its first ringing, so its third ringing, and the third ringing disappears, that is a signal to open your eyes, to end the meditation after the third ringing of the gong. Very good. So, thank you for the lights. Those outside want to come in. Those inside want to go out. Now is your chance. Okay, almost finished. Yeah, lots of spaces, somewhere anyway, lots of spaces up here. Okay, most people are in now.